Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. How are we to interpret our Lord's words in the Sermon on the Mount? Judge not that you be not judged. Matthew 7:1. Every serious student of the Bible knows that Jesus was not forbidding all judging. If he did forbid all judging, he would have contradicted himself in the same chapter. Jesus warned of false teachers who would appear in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they would be ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15. If we are not permitted to judge at all, how could we discern the difference between sheep and ravening wolves? My friends, we are not left in doubt. Jesus said very plainly and very succinctly, "You shall know them by their fruits." Matthew 7:16. When we hear liberal theologians arguing that men are not responsible for their criminal behavior, that they are shaped by the society in which they live, we can judge on two bases that they are dead wrong. The Bible teaches that we are responsible creatures. We make choices and have to live with those choices. What else could Paul have in mind when he wrote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to what he has done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5:10. Does that sound as if society is responsible for our wickedness, or that we are? We can also judge liberal theology to be wrong when we can see the rebellion and violence it produces in our society. Do you understand now why Jesus said, "Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them"? Matthew 7:20. Jesus unquestionably forbid some kinds of judging when he said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Dr. A.T. Robertson's books, Word Pictures of the New Testament, hit the nail on the head when he writes, "Jesus was speaking of the habit of censoriousness, sharp, unjust criticism." The word krinite is the basis of our word critic, and means to separate, to distinguish, to discriminate. Dr. Robertson affirms that such separating, distinguishing, and discriminating are necessary, but prejudging is unfair. Volume 1, page 60. I heartily agree with Dr. Robertson, but did you notice that what he wrote involves judging? When he affirms that prejudging is unfair, that, dear friends, is a judgment, a good judgment, a scriptural judgment, but nevertheless a judgment. Do you really want to know what Jesus had in mind when he said, "Judge not that you be not judged"? Then, dear friends, you will have to read the context. You have probably heard preachers say, "A text out of its context is a pretext." In fact, a text removed from its context can be made to teach whatever we want it to teach, but that is not being honest. The context of Matthew 7:1 allows us to understand our Lord's message about judging. Will you please listen carefully to these words from Matthew 7? "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of your eye,' and behold, a beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote in your brother's eye." Matthew 7, 1-5. How could anyone miss the point Jesus is making in these verses? Please read Romans 2, 1 and 2, and remember that our judgment must be according to the truth of God's Word. It must be done honestly. Thank you, and may God bless you.